here's a story from The World.
On Capitol Hill today, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo clashed with Democratic lawmakers. Senators grilled Pompeo on U.S. policy toward China, Russia, and Iran, as well as a decision to withdraw nearly 12,000 U.S. troops from Germany. Here's some of the back and forth on the troop drawdown with New Hampshire Democrat Gene Shaheen.
You know, this is personal for me. I fought on the border of East Germany when I was a young soldier. I was stationed
there. Yes, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
And your unit is coming back to the United States.
I know it. It had been back once before to Fort Polk, and then it went back to Germany. When I was there, there were six figures of soldiers there. Germany is no longer a frontline state.
Joining us to talk about the hearing and recent developments at the State Department is Nicholas Burns. He's a frequent guest on The World and a former U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. Nick, Secretary Pompeo has been facing some pointed questions lately. We saw that this morning on the Hill, and we've been seeing it on the world stage as well. What have you made of that recently? Has he been able to project the kind of leadership for the State Department that he's been aiming to?
It's been a difficult stretch for Secretary Pompeo. He's had a lot of problems inside the State Department, accusations of insufficient support for the career Foreign Service, that morale is low. He didn't react to support the Foreign Service when President Trump said that the State Department was part of the so-called deep state. And then beyond the State Department, in our foreign policy, of course, Secretary Pompeo has given a major speech last week on China, which was probably the most hard-hitting speech given by an American official in China in many, many decades, which left very little room for any type of cooperative relationship with China. Now, lots of people support elements of what he said. We need to get tough on trade with China. We certainly need to hold our military position. I think most Democrats and Republicans would agree with that. But what Secretary Pompeo and the Trump administration has been proposing is really a shutdown of our relations with China. And in a world of COVID-19, a world of climate change, a world of a global recession, there are areas where we still have to work with the Chinese. And so I think that's been the heart of the criticism.
I mean, given what China's been doing, though, don't his critics give him credit for keeping China, from the Hong Kong democracy protesters to Western China, Xinjiang, the detention camps, keeping all that under the spotlight?
Well, there's no question that the United States government should be doing that. But the larger question for Americans, particularly as we think about the future, is we know we've got to compete with China, but we've also got to leave a little bit of room to be realistic, and particularly on the pandemic, to be working with the Chinese. Can we get that balance right? I think the critics are saying that the Secretary Pompeo and President Trump don't have the balance right.
Let's talk about this drawdown of U.S. troops in Germany. President Trump has essentially said he's punishing German leader Angela Merkel for being delinquent in NATO contributions. Does Germany see it that way?
No, it doesn't. To remove 12,000 troops from Germany is really a gift to Vladimir Putin. NATO is deterring Putin by our troop presence in Europe. Putin, an aggressor in Ukraine. Putin continuing to threaten Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, NATO allies. It's going to cost billions of dollars to move the troops back home or elsewhere in Europe. And President Trump, in a tweet yesterday, said, we're doing this because Germany's delinquent on its financial commitments. Well, Germany's not delinquent on its financial commitments to NATO. The argument is whether or not Germany should be paying 2% of gross domestic product. That's the expectation on its defense. It's not. But President Trump is moving some of the troops to Italy and Belgium, who have a lower percentage of spending on defense even than Germany. So it looks to many people, and certainly to me, Marco, as a decision that's built out of spite. President Trump does not like German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and this harms relations with Germany, our most important ally in Europe, especially because the UK has now left the European Union. So I think this is a major strategic mistake by the president.
Is the drawdown of U.S. troops in Germany a done deal?
I hope it's not a done deal. There's a high degree of support among Republican members of Congress, as well as Democrats, for NATO. I don't see that going away, no matter who wins our election in November.
Nicholas Burns is a former U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs. He's also an advisor to Vice President Joe Biden's campaign. Nick, thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, Marco.